This is Adam Campbell with the History 225 Oral History Project. I'm here with my interviewee. He's a family friend of mine, and I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hi, my name is Ryan Painter. I'm from Page County, Virginia, and I'm 28 years old. And I had a lot of experience with bookstores and grew up using one a lot.
Okay, so where are you originally from, Ryan?
Originally, I grew up in Front Royal, Virginia, which is about, let's say, 45 minutes up the road from Page.
Uh-huh.
So not too far away. I went to school there until 8th grade, came down to Page, family moved.
Yeah.
And met my high school sweetheart there, ended up, she's my wife now,
uh-huh.
So that's okay. Good.
That is good. Yeah.
And met her, so I had to stay local, so...
You know, yeah, had to make her happy.
To make her happy, yeah. So JMU was the best option. I was real happy I got into there.
Uh-huh.
Started into a history major.
Yeah.
Really, really wanted to be a professor, but I just wasn't about going to school for the amount of time that...
You had to put in for that.
Yeah, I just wasn't ready to get a PhD, so I switched and got a business major, business management, and right now I'm managing a business back in Page, but... I'm big into golf. I played golf in college there.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully one day get on as a manager of a golf course.
That's what your kind of your dream job would be?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little more flexible right now. No children yet.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I mean, I'm not really tied down into the job of that. Yeah.
Pretty tied down, though, with the wife.
Yeah, yeah that's, yeah.
Okay, so growing up, did you have, like, a favorite bookstore?
Well, there was one I liked a lot in Front Royal. It was Royal Oak Bookshop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you like know the kind of whereabouts in Front Royal?
I think it was Royal Avenue.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
You don't know if that's changed or anything now?
No, I don't really know how to explain it to you. I'm not very good with directions. Okay, that's but fine. It's in the town, city limits of Front Royal.
Okay. How... Did you come to find that bookstore? I mean, can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I guess growing up, I didn't grow up in the technology age.
Yeah.
Like you have. I still like to think I'm pretty young, but it's made major improvements.
Yeah.
You know? But like I said, growing up, my parents always tried to instill in me the values of reading and the importance of it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, some of the most intelligent people I met throughout college got that way just from reading.
Yeah.
And researching. So, I always prided myself as a reader. Even now, I try to keep up with it a lot. But I've kind of slacked off a little bit. But during college, I was always big on reading.
Okay.
And I felt it. It just improves you intellectually.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you more knowledgeable. Like I said, there's a great, great amount of knowledge.
Can you kind of remember what the first book you got from there was? Like, they're the general...
I remember my parents took me there when I was pretty young, you know, probably nine or ten, for a look and pick out a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of toys, they always tried to get me into stuff like that, you know, reading. So that was kind of like, you know, you didn't go to Walmart and pick out a race car. We went to the bookstore and picked out a children's book that caught my eye. So growing up, I was always into books.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what kind of kept you coming back to that particular bookstore? I mean, I don't know, in Front Row, I don't know that area too awful well, but what kind of caught your eye about that bookstore, per se, and kept you coming back to that bookstore?
Well, I haven't been able to go back to it as much, because, like I said, I moved to Page.
Uh-huh.
I was there a lot when I was younger, and what kept me going back then was they had great service. I never had any problems finding a book.
Uh-huh.
No, and if they didn't have a book, they had a sense of pride about finding books and having books. Like, if they didn't have one that you wanted,
uh-huh.
they were sure to get it,
you
know, very fast, and they would get it shipped to you within, I would say, 2 or 3 days at the most.
Yeah.
So I guess what kept me coming back to it was, I mean, probably a big part of it is that's where I grew up. That's where my parents originally took me, so just kind of gravitated back there, but... You know, never had no problems with them.
Uh-huh. So did they have pretty affordable rates?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was great rates, I thought. Like I said, growing up, I wasn't really the one paying for them, yeah. So I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to that. But
okay,
going back there a time or two in my older years, I've always thought they had very reasonable prices.
So do you read a lot?
I used to. I get around to it fairly often, I would say, but not as much as I'd like to now.
Do you have a favorite book that kind of comes to your mind over the years?
Well, my favorite book would have to be the Bible.
Yeah.
Being a Christian, but I guess my favorite fiction book would probably have to be Harry Potter, the whole series. I guess the last one, but the Harry Potter series was my favorite fiction.
Oh, okay.
And not saying I'm really big into fiction, but I really love the Harry Potter, the Witch and the Wizard series, I think it was Inkheart, Ink Death, and Ink Spell. May have been Ink Spell, Ink Death. But kind of like the wizard, stuff like that, it always caught my attention. I always loved them growing up.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm big into college. I got more into not as much nonfiction, but ancient literature. Like John Milton wrote, I think, Paradise Lost. And I loved that book. It was really tough reading, really old wording and hard to understand, but you could work your way through it, and it was really nice. I loved that book. And the old stuff like Beowulf and Canterbury Tales, old like English literature, a lot of people were not into that, but
yeah. I don't know if you read it when you were in school, but like when I was in high school, we read King Arthur. Did you ever read that one?
Yeah, we had King Arthur in one of my upper-level English classes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that wasn't one of my favorites, but, it was all right. I didn't really hate it or nothing. I got through it.
All right. Okay, so you kind of touched on it a little bit, but what are your favorite types of books that you read?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of torn between fiction and old literature. I like reading old books. I don't know why. It's unique. I like looking into old civilizations. Like modern books don't interest me as much as reading ancient literature, because you can almost look into a ancient civilization society just by reading their book. Mm-hmm. You can pick out a lot of their beliefs and their social systems, economics, religion especially, you can find in a lot of their old books. So that's what interests me about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fiction aspect, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you can't like Harry Potter. And
I never read it.
You'll have to read it.
Okay.
I know you've probably heard this before, but the book is better than the movies.
Yeah, it's a lot of case for...
Yeah, everybody always seems to say that, but it's always true.
Okay. So, do you know of anything that is unique about the bookstore that you went to growing up?
Well, the first aspect about it, I would say, is the bookstore itself is they bought two houses and combined them. So, I mean, you can imagine just going into your house and it being a bookstore. It's two extremely different layouts, one house to the other.
Yeah.
And it was a little confusing at first, but they have all the sections organized nicely, and
they carry a lot of books.
It's just, it's pretty interesting, going in and it being like a home. And I guess it kind of gives it a homey feel, which kept me coming back as well.
Sure.
Another interesting fact is they always had cats roaming throughout the bookstore. And I'm not a big cat person, but it was just neat to see animals, I guess, in a store. You don't see that very often.
Gave it something
special.
So what kind of books did that store have? Did they have, all different ranges? Were they new and old books?
Yeah, they had, children's books, they had old history books, cooking books, they had, new cooking books, they have old, new and old books. They had everything I could remember. They had a really good Civil War section, which I wasn't into as much, being younger when I went there, but I remember, hearing talk, and they always kind of prided themselves on that. Had a great Civil War section. I think I went back there once or twice in college and grabbed some stuff, but
yeah,
I wasn't into that majorly when I was there a lot.
Okay. What do you like about that bookstore? I think the way you described it is kind of relatively smaller location. How do you like that compared to like the bigger bookstores now, like Barnes and Noble or stuff like that?
Yeah, basically like the stuff I said before, you know, they had cats, it was very unique, homey, they had great service, and it's nice too to support a hometown business. You know where the money's going, like you most of the time in my case anyway, you know the owner. You kind of feel connected to them, and I just feel like that I should go there and give him my business, being, you know, from the same town as I am, as compared to giving it to a bigger corporation or chain. But it is hard to beat Barnes and Noble Coffee, so
Yeah, well,
you got to have that aspect in there.
that's true. How do you think that bookstores are important to today's society?
Well, you know, like I said, I still like to think of myself as pretty young, but even I can see that major leaps that technology has made, and bookstores have kind of fallen off a little bit. I mean, there's still plenty around, but today you have iPads and Kindles and all kinds of little e-notebooks. I don't know. I don't even know what they all are anymore, but
Yeah, I don't feel bad. There's a lot out there.
yeah. And you know, your computers too, you can almost find any book just by Googling it. But
Yeah, I
to
agree.
me, I found this out in college. I really struggle with retaining what I've read if it's on a computer screen. I would read a paragraph and, you know, click to the next page and I wouldn't even know what I've read. But for some reason, with an actual book in my hand, and other people I talked to in college found this true as well, with an actual book in your hand, I always seem to retain the knowledge better. I felt like I was reading instead of just scanning an online article or something along those lines. So I think bookstores are important in that aspect. I think it's important to read books instead of online articles. Now, ebooks and everything are great because you can have everything right at the touch of a finger, so they do have their place. But I think if you can get to a bookstore and buy the book, because books are relatively inexpensive for the most part, I think that's the way to go. I think you'll get a better experience out of it.
How do you think that bookstores are kind of important in history as a whole, and then like what do they bring to history?
Well, like I said, you know, in, you know, older times, school wasn't required, and a lot of people would only, you know, gain knowledge from reading itself. So that was an important aspect of it, and now they're important for research and looking back on ancient civilizations, like I touched on a little bit earlier. So I think they've always had their place, but their place has just kind of shifted a little bit throughout history, like what they've been used for.
And you think like the history in bookstores, like kind of like the biographies and stuff like that, do you think that kind of can give one a sense of how not to make some of the mistakes that people have made in the past and like the history?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like I said, I started out as a history major, and they always said that historians were the greatest predictors of the future. So, looking into history, you can definitely look at ancient civilizations and their rise and falls and what's caused their falls, and, you know, we can make sure not to make those same mistakes that they did. So, having
Definitely.
biographies and, you know, looks into civilizations like that is almost essential, I would say, for modern day countries to strive and success. Be successful, excuse me.
Yeah, you're fine. Do you think that bookstores are important to schools? I mean, now so more than back when you were in school, or
Well, I don't know. I think they were probably a little more important. Well, maybe not more important, but more used when I was in school, because it was a lot of times the school library wouldn't have something, or, you know, you needed something that, well, like I said, they couldn't find, so you'd have to go to the bookstore. And but today you see nicer libraries, schools having really nice libraries, but obviously on college campuses, there's still the bookstore on there, and they're great for textbooks and stuff. So they're still used today, but I would say not as much as they were when I was in college.
All right. So I mean, that's pretty crazy. Just in, I mean, like you said, you like to think that you're still younger, but
yeah,
they're just in that little bit of time, how they've made a change.
Yeah, it's amazing the technology changes and how our different takes on stuff change just in what I feel like is no time at all.
Yeah. So you kind of touched on this a little bit. Do you see a difference in bookstores today opposed to when you were growing up?
I mean, not really, no. I mean, they may have expanded a little bit and got a little more bigger selection.
The chains.
Yeah, overall, I don't think they've changed. I think how we use them has changed. But the bookstore itself, you know, if I go back to Royal Oak Bookshop, it looks relatively similar to how it was when I was visiting there and 10, 11, 12 years old. So.
Yeah. So, why do you think it's important to have, like, oral history accounts from the past instead of, you know, just kind of reading from a textbook and, like, listening to what people had to say about time periods?
Well, it's good to have multiple oral accounts because, you know, like with, I said, in ancient times, you know, you take a war, for example, the winner of the war is going to be writing the history.
Yeah.
So it'll be a little biased, but it's good to have accounts on both sides and several different accounts so you can kind of combine them all together and get the actual truth about it because everyone's a little biased that way. Or that's why oral accounts are very important to have today.
Yeah.
And as many of them as we can find.
Okay. Yeah. So before we go, is there anything else you'd like to kind of reiterate or talk about bookstores? Or,
well, like I said, I just like to stress the importance of reading in general. I think it's something that we've kind of gotten away from today, and I think it's something we really need to get back to. Like I said, my parents always instilled that in me at a young age, and I'd like to see it being instilled in younger people more today than what it is.
Okay.
And like I said, you can always start going to bookstores to find books for pleasure. You know, a lot of book people think of reading as just, oh my, I've got to read this, I've got to read that. But you can find books that you're very interested in, and you can, that can be your fun, what you can do on an evening.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, just watching TV or something. So,
yeah.
I'd like to see people really try to get back into reading.
Okay. All right, Ryan. Well, I really appreciate your time today, and really think that what you had to say was definitely good stuff. And like I said, I appreciate your time.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.